Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I get made fun of here in Detroit often, and I've been called a food shamer because I make fun of other people's food habits and things. So I'm going to lay out a few examples, and you can tell me if really a food shamer is a good thing or a bad thing. Because when I heard some of their eating preferences, immediately I made fun of them, and they made fun of me for shaming them for that. This one goes back to last year, and I had a coworker who would go to Taco Bell. He would buy crunchy tacos. He would get home, put them on a plate, crush them up with a fork, and eat them like a taco salad. And I said, what are you doing? He did that at work once, too. He brought in the Taco Bell, crushed it up. I said, what are you doing? Tacos are self-contained for you to eat directly. You're not supposed to put it on a plate, crush it up, and eat it with a fork.
Let's be honest, though. Whenever you take that first bite out of a Taco Bell taco, if it's a crunchy taco, it just falls apart anyway.
You have to be very careful. Now, I see like I'm an expert at crunchy tacos now. That's all I eat from Taco Bell. And they're $2 now.
I was going to say,
where did that come from?
Yeah, back a few years ago, I could see making those into a... I don't really like taco salad, so I'm already out of the conversation. But if you liked it, I could see buying two or three, at the time, you know, $1 to $1.25 tacos and getting a nice meal out of that, especially if you're going to crunch them all up like that and make one dish. But now, like you said, we just went a couple weekends ago to a soccer tournament, and we were on the road, stopped at a Taco Bell. So this wasn't around here, but it was out in the middle of, I don't know, either Southern Illinois or Indiana or Kentucky, around there. And we stopped at a Taco Bell, the soft tacos and the hard tacos, $2.59 a piece. Because I thought, oh, we'll just fill up the kid with some cheapo tacos and we'll keep moving. Nope.
No.
$7.50 or above, maybe $8 to get three tacos for the boy. That's
disgusting. What?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if that's around here. I haven't checked around here in the last couple months, but man, it was crazy.
I want to put a side note on the food shaming conversation, because this is what we argued. Because number one, inflation's tough, right? Inflation has been growing, and the cost of food, the materials to make it, the ability to transport it, and the energy cost and things, everything goes up. And when that cost goes up, so does the cost of the goods that you are selling. But I don't think we should be discounting the cost of labor going through the roof, too. That is also impacting this. And remember all those memes? They're like, you know, if we continue to rise and the cost of labor continues to go up, your food is going to go up too. And everyone said, oh, you're just crazy conspiracy theorist. Look at Sweden. They pay their people so well, and the cost of a Big Mac's the same. So you're just nuts to think that any price will go up when the cost of labor goes up too. Now we're living at a time where a crunchy taco from Taco Bell's $2.50 because of these factors that are putting into it. And none of it was a conspiracy theory. It was just basic economics. It's insane what we're seeing.
I think that there should be a segment that we do at least once an hour of different things that we think might happen. Oh, but that's just a conspiracy theory. And then we look back at it maybe 6 months and see what of it came true. Yeah. Because the majority of it probably would at this point.
Right.
I mean, it's now, been a joke for a while.
With the food shaming thing, here's what my other coworker, I'm going to guess he's about 25 years old, single, unmarried, lives in an apartment. And he told me that when he goes out and orders a sandwich at a place, he requests that they cut the crust off. I said, are you a child? You go and you order a sandwich, just regular bread sandwich, whatever it is. Hey, can you cut the crust off? I said that an adult does not do that. He called me a food shamer.
Yeah.
For making fun of him cutting the crust off at a restaurant.
Sometimes people need to be shamed, though. Like, I don't know how, like, you could look the waiter in the eye and say, I need you to cut the crust off of this for me. I mean, you're either super elite or super immature. Yeah. While you're at it, can you peel these grapes?
Yeah. Please? That seems too far. It's like saying, you know what? I want to order a potato skin, but I don't like the skin. Like, you're taking off like a pretty big piece of it. I would be concerned that waiter would say, yeah, I can do that for you. And you come back and that piece of bread
is like a small square,
is like a quarter of the size that it was. Yeah, I took the crust off for you too. I got a little crazy with the knife there.
Yeah, I noticed you don't have any of your finest curly straws out. Could you bring a curly straw for my chocolate milk as well? And I said, you're like a child cutting off the crust. Are you kidding? And he said, stop being a food shamer. Don't shame me because that's the way I like my sandwich.
Now, is this the same friend that was doing the taco salad thing?
Two completely different people. Now Okay. They've combined their efforts against me. Like, yeah. They're rallying against me. They're on the same side.
I would say to them, if you're feeling shame, it's because what you're doing is wrong.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.